beautiful thing. In the continuing saga of the dream giver, a most delightful and fanciful modern day parable by Bruce Wilkinson, our main character named what? Ordinary, that's right, you've been following his saga, in pursuit of his big dream, finally makes it beyond his comfort zone in the land of familiar by taking a courageous step, remember that? Through a wall of wild and unbridled fear. And Ordinary also finally makes it beyond the borderland where the border bullies, right? Not just strangers, but people who he knows and loves from the land of familiar try to discourage and stop him. And he even finally makes it through the wasteland experiences, where it's dry and desert-like. He felt deserted by the dream giver, is that right? He felt depleted of energy. He felt nearly defeated by the pain of despair and just downright doggone felt like he was wasting his time. Yes. But you know what the last entry in Ordinary's journal after making it through the wasteland reads? He says, I think I am stronger now. I'm following faith. And every day, I feel more prepared for whatever lies ahead. How about that? Listen, profound words. I think I am stronger now. I am following faith. And every day, I know I'm more prepared for whatever lies ahead. Does not matter what may come. I know in myself, I have the confidence to stand through whatever lies ahead. Is that a joyous place to be? So today I invite you to remember that there are always diamonds in the desert experience, which is our topic for part 4 of the Dream Giver series. Our beloved founder, the Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman, the founder of the Universal Foundation for Better Living, has always reminded us that I am the thinker, right? That thinks the thought that makes the thing, right? Say that with me. I am the thinker that thinks the thought that makes the thing. As New Thought Christian metaphysicians who look beyond the literal experiences of life to the inner spiritual meaning, we are aware that all of Ordinary's journey experiences to the fulfillment of his big dream are simply states of consciousness. They are the experiences that are reflecting his own thoughts that have been transferred into belief systems. And those beliefs have then produced experiences after their own kind. You got that? Experiences that are the image likeness of what he believes. Over and over in New Testament scripture, such as Mark, the 19th chapter and the 23rd verse, Jesus reminds a father who is seeking help for his ailing child that all things are done for the one who believes. All things are done for the one who believes. Ooh, that's exciting. Means you ain't got to do nothing, right? No. All things are done for the one who believes. And again, in Mark, the 11th chapter, and the 22nd and 24th verses, he reminds disciples of the Christ to have faith in God. Whatever you ask for, what? In prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. How about that? Just believe that you've already received it and it's already yours. Things happen in our experiences according to our beliefs. In other words, ordinary, unaware as he clearly is, has not yet discovered what our UFBL statements of faith reminds us. And that is that our experiences are a reflection of our beliefs, and the key to happy and successful living is what? Right thinking followed by right action. If you're not aware of that, this is a good commercial to get in a class. If you're sitting here saying, what in the world is she talking about? Put yourself, allow yourself to study, to understand how incredible we are made in the image likeness of God and who and what we are. That's why people get all excited up in here. Yes. You see, ordinary, just like most good, ordinary, normal, human-minded people, has been basing his thoughts and his beliefs on only the things that show up outside of himself. What we call the race consciousness. Because he has not yet learned that the dream giver, God, is always right wherever he is, and speaks to him from within. And then ordinary, while sleeping, get this, while sleeping, finally arrives at the day when he receives an invitation. He receives a revelation directly from God, the dream giver. Let's listen in to hear what happened. One night, ordinary dreamed that the dream giver was standing near him. Well done, ordinary, the dream giver said. Come to my sanctuary. When ordinary awoke, He was beside a gurgling stream, a babbling brook. Was the dream giver pleased with him? Was sanctuary a real place? And could it be nearby? He picked up his knapsack and decided to follow the stream into the lush mountain forest he saw ahead. Something seemed to be drawing him onward and upward. He couldn't say what, but it felt like an invitation. Suddenly, he entered a level clearing filled with bright light. His heart told him that this was sanctuary, and he was in the presence of the dream giver. "Come to the water," he heard the dream giver say. He walked to the edge, then slipped into the purest water he had ever seen. He floated and splashed, and sending diamonds of light spraying through the air. When Ordinary emerged from the pool, the last traces of the wasteland had been washed away. Then Ordinary heard the dream giver's voice again. "Come into the light." That's when Ordinary noticed that the light, which had been shining all around him, was now shining through him. Trembling, he saw into his heart. He saw things he had said and done that he didn't want to see. He saw rebellion, saw selfishness, he saw betrayal. And everywhere he looked, he saw darkness. "Take away the darkness. Give me your light." The dream giver did. He took away Ordinary's darkness, gave him his light. Then the dream giver spoke again. "Come closer to me. Come higher," he said. And again, Ordinary came deeper into the light. And the further he came, the more he felt at one with the dream giver. Let's look at lesson point number one from our bulletin. And let's read it together. It says, sanctuary is an inner Sabbath experience of pausing, taking time out, renewing, reconnecting, recommitting, and regenerating the inner spirit. It is a time of silence, prayer, and reflection for the purpose of restoring ourselves to wholeness through realigning ourselves with God. Last weekend, members of the prayer chaplain, a part of the prayer ministry of the One God, One Thought Center, went to the Am Khalil Sanctuary in Buckeystown, Maryland. And the whole experience was about silence and prayer and being still and listening and witnessing the beauty of nature, the things of God, listening for the still small voice, experiencing each other without words. As a matter of fact, there were no words that could describe what that experience was like. This is the invitation. This is the place after the wasteland where we come to commune. We come to take a time apart to be restored, to be regenerated, and to recognize and feel ourselves being one with God. If you've not allowed yourself that experience in a very long time, if you're still in the hustle bustle and the gotta do this and the gotta do that, and this is more important than God and that's more important than God, I invite you this morning to your own personal sanctuary experience. And it's a wonderful thing, because I didn't know the name of the place was sanctuary. I didn't know the retreat was going to come up during the Dream Giver series. We didn't know that it was a Jewish holiday going on at the time, so they were also in prayer and reflection. It was a confluence of energy. Very authentic, very clear that it was God's appointed time for sanctuary. And we just reveled and rejoiced, yes, and loved very deeply. Let's look at lesson point number two. Sanctuary experiences are rich jewels. Rich jewel is a term that I use in a system I call conscious life design, okay? So that's where the term comes from. But you could think of it as a diamond or anything that is precious, a precious treasure to you that helps you to remember who you are, okay? So sanctuary experiences are rich jewels. They provide an oasis of refreshment, comfort, restoration, and transformation, while in a desert experience of seeming dryness and unfulfilled dreams and desires. In this state of consciousness, we are changed and prepared for the encounter with what seem like giants standing in the way of the big dream. Sanctuary experiences are not a time of standing still and doing nothing. It's a time of renewal and spiritual direction. I take a sanctuary every single morning. Every morning. Several times a day when it's not a whole lot. Well, see? You see what just, see how subtle that was? I let all those things keep me from my sanctuary. That's what happens with us, okay? So you can have a sanctuary experience anytime you choose. It's a time of renewal and spiritual direction. Doing nothing is doing something. You get that? Doing nothing is doing something. When it is an intentional choice to release all attachment to our own intellectual, ego-driven activity, when we're attempting to force or manipulate some big dream outcome. Did you get that? Listening from within for the purpose of reconnecting with the voice of God. Let's watch Naja. Everybody, I'm not pointing you out. I'm just saying we all going to take a sanctuary pause right now and just breathe in the refreshment of your coming in. Yes. She was the most vital part of our sanctuary experience at Amkaleo. But listening from within for the purpose of reconnecting with the voice of God and hearing what action is most appropriate to take next. That's what this is about. And this is doing nothing intentionally. One of the things we did at the retreat was to play the game called Transformation. Anybody familiar with the game Transformation? None of y'all, we gotta get that. We have to have, a game night, maybe do an adventure in faith. The game Transformation is a game that helps you to reflect on and get an inner perspective on what's going on in your inner life. What you're believing, what you're thinking, what your insights are. Just a very profound way. And one of the points that you get to in this game, we played the game the night before we did 24 hours of silence. Some of you, I know you cannot imagine 24 hours without opening your mouth. It was hard for some, you know, we were holding up signs and everything, making up new language. But we played, some of us played this game the night before we did 24 hours of silence. And it was good because it helped us to become keenly aware of our own thinking patterns. See, what you think is what's producing your experience, right? So we became keenly aware. And when you landed on this particular space called intuitive flash, remember the intuitive flash symbol? You must choose either a life insight, a life setback. Could you imagine choosing a life setback? Well, we always are. Any life setback we're having, it's by choice and agreement, something in our consciousness, okay? And it's okay. So you get to choose a life insight or a life setback or an angel messenger card, or you get to choose to do nothing. If you make the wrong choice, though, in the game, you get pain. They got these little tears that follow you all along the game board because you made a choice that was not in alignment with your spiritual playing focus. You made a choice that was not in alignment with your big dream that God has for you. You made a choice that was out of alignment. That's all. Now, my issue was, you know, the dream giver is saying, do nothing till you hear from me, right? My challenge was, you are not allowed to move forward in the game until you release your pain first. Every time it came back around to me, guess what? I forgot to release the pain, so I couldn't move. Or I could only move in a restricted and limited way because I didn't remember. I didn't remember. ordinary, said the dream giver. Yes? Give me your dream. What do you mean? Ordinary said, it's my dream. You're the one who gave it to me. Yes. And now I'm asking you to give it back. Well, Ordinary, of course, was shocked. But he didn't even have to think about it. He said, I can't. And I won't. Sound familiar? Why would the dream giver want to take away his big dream? It wasn't fair. It wasn't even right. Maybe there was some way out. He said, do I have to give it back? And the dream giver said, no. Some choose not to. So he had a choice. He had a choice. He could keep his dream, but instead of relief at the thought, Ordinary felt confused and sad. What was he going to do? He could please the dream giver and surrender his dream, or he could go against the dream giver's wishes. Choices in alignment. In the morning light, his eyes fell on a smooth, flat stone nearby. And picking it up, he noticed that the stone fit perfectly in his palm. And then he saw a word etched into its surface. And the word was remember. Look at lesson point number 3. Surrendering our little big dreams to God opens the way for a God-sized big dream to manifest in the future. Surrendering is a rich jewel because we learn to demonstrate the level of faith and trust in God that is required for facing giants. Surrendering can feel like defeat until you become aware of how to surrender to win. How do you do it? You surrender to win by giving up, continuing to hold on to all those beliefs that are producing your current experience. While playing the transformation game, again, I kept forgetting. If we are experiencing pain, it is because up until now, and I invite you right now to do whatever you need to do to release whatever you need to release. But if we're experiencing pain, it's because up until now, we've been believing in pain. Either for ourselves or for someone else. We're identifying ourselves with pain or excess weight. Or illness, or old age, or poverty, or disappointments. Believing in anything is identifying yourself and or other people with it. If you're looking over there or looking over here and saying they got that and they got that and that's going on there, that's what you're believing in. Uh-oh. We, like our character Ordinary, are always working with a spiritual law, the law of mind action, also called the law of attraction. And it says that what we believe in gets our attention and attaches itself right to our consciousness and draws it right to us as a similar experience. That happened to me in the game. Somebody was sitting there lamenting about something that was going on, and I was prodding and getting them to go deeper into it, talk more about the pain, tell us how it felt, better. Turned right around, rolled the dice, and got four pains. Couldn't move. As metaphysicians, then, we look at the scripture from James 1, 22 and 25 on our bulletin today and know that the doing that it refers to can be applied in this context. Just take a look at it. What does it say? But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves, but those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty and perseverance, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act. They will be blessed in their doing. As metaphysicians, we would interpret this scripture to mean that the actions we take as doers of the word are actions within our own consciousness rather than attempting to do things to manipulate the outer effects. Get in a class. If you don't understand what I just said, enroll yourself in Basic Truth 1 and get started so that you can understand how this works. The doing is to hear the word of God and then to do something to change what we have been believing. And we will be blessed with a shift in consciousness as well as a shift in our experiences. Believe in God. If we can believe that we are one with God, at some point the God energy and power will begin to express itself through us. We can see from ordinary's journey, just like our own, a major turning point happened when he began to feel at one with the dream giver. In God, there is no pain. There is no excess weight. Some of y'all have been saying, how'd you start? Look, I ain't been doing no running. I ain't been doing you know what I did? I stopped identifying my body with bodies that I started identifying my body with bodies that I want to look like. You understand that? You do it in consciousness. Let me skip over. So it's good stuff, but let's move. Listen. Does that mean that you're not allowing or accepting that some people believe in these things? No, it does not. Does that mean that you are agreeing with these experiences for your life? No, it does not. You have the right to believe what you choose to believe. We say that many times, and so do they. Let our prayer be, God, let me see this situation as you. Let me see this situation as you. Lesson point number 4. And we're moving on out of here. Even giants are rich jewels because they help us to use the power of God operating through the working of spiritual laws and principles to demonstrate what seemed like miracles. So equipped with a new belief system, our character ordinary, the part of ourselves. You see, ordinary is the part of ourselves that's on the spiritual journey, discovers that no matter what so-called giant seemed to block his path, he believes that since he's one with God, God is always with him. He remembers, and he's working on the dream giver's dream. Then there's nothing that can come up that he'll be unable to respond to or handle. Not the moneyless giants, not the so-called corruption giants, lack of integrity, not the so-called giants of rejection and personal attacks on your character and motives. Ordinary finally sees, because he believes, that every seeming giant is a new opportunity to experience the power of God working through him. So we have something for you this morning to support you in remembering. And our, let's just bring them. And just send the basket across, take one. And by right of consciousness, you know, in the movie The Secret, there was a conversation about a gratitude rock. Well, today you're receiving a remembering rock. The rock of faith that allows us to remember a visible outer symbol. That's all. It's just symbolic. This rock has no power whatsoever. I'd love to be the business who's selling rocks. We bought these rocks because they polished rocks. Boy, would I love to be in the business just going out. We could go out and just get up some rocks and polish them. Sell them to folk. Great idea. But this is your memory rock. Okay? Take it out and feel it. Place it in the palm of your hand. Depending on the size of it, you'll know whether you're supposed to sit it up somewhere and look at it to remember or whether you can put it in your pocket. And remember. But remember, it's all and always. Iris, it's all and always for the good. You gonna come and sing for us?